This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, in the midst of so much negativity and so much drama, and every day something new happens that just kind of alters our lives, I think I want us to focus this year on some positivity. Now, I know people are like, oh my gosh, please don't be one of those radio hosts that talks about how we have to be positive. I get it. It is very satisfying to just grump, you know, and just, you know, complain and gripe. I get it. I like to complain. I like to gripe. I could be as big a griper and witch as I need to be. But I think we need to change it up just a little bit. I think there's people out there that were really instrumental to you, really supportive, really a part of your life, and you never gave them credit. And so today, I am declaring John Schaefer Day. Now, for those of you who don't know John Schaefer, you're like, do I have to listen to this? Yes, you do. Yes, you do, because you all need to find your John Schaefer in your life. I have a John Schaefer, and I'm never getting rid of him. John Schaefer was the is the program director of one of my major affiliates, KDWN. And when I first started to expand in radio, I met him. Actually, I met him about a week or two after I started my radio career. And I didn't think he liked me. I still don't even know if he likes me. Right? He gave me a look like, he was nice and he was pleasant, but he gave me a look like, if you don't have your act together, I'm going to be the one to tell you. Like right now, my hair's not brushed. He would tell me that. My outfit is a little unique. I got some lace and open shoulders. He would tell me you wear too many cold shoulder shirts. He is not the kiss up or the suck up or the person in your life that is, oh, whatever, Dahlia, you're amazing. He is the one that tells you like it is. And he is somebody that throughout my radio career, so we're talking 12 years, I've known this guy, 12 years. He's always there. I might not speak to him every day. I might only speak to him a few times a year sometimes, personally. But I know he's always there, and the advice he gives is solid. And we don't really have a lot of people in our lives that do that for us. Now, John Schaefer, it's his birthday today, so he's probably thinking, all right, what is she talking about? Really? Last thing I need is her calling me and texting me or anybody else calling and texting me for advice. But I just need to put out there that if there is somebody you appreciate in your life, and there is somebody that has done things for you, and I'm not saying let you borrow a cup of sugar or toilet paper or loaned you some money. Although, honestly, you could make a day out of somebody who loaned you money. I think they would like it. But if there is somebody in your life that was instrumental, and not talking, you know, mom level, but level where part of your career owes them some credit, make them a day. Hashtag them. Make them feel good. Now, mind you, birthdays are supposed to be that sort of day where, oh, if somebody, you know, has their day, you do a birthday for them, you send them tweets. The problem with a birthday is everybody's wishing them a happy birthday. Remember I spoke to you guys about presents, and when you give presents and gifts around Christmas time, sometimes everybody is so super saturated, oversaturated with gifts, that yours just goes in a corner. So you need to do a gift that stands out a little bit. You need to do a gift that isn't going to be thrown in the corner with a whole bunch of other gifts, if this is somebody you appreciate. And if there are people in your life that you appreciate, tell them. Siegfried of Siegfried and Roy died today. Siegfried has had been an icon in Las Vegas with the Siegfried and Roy show. Sheldon Adelson had died a few days back. Icon to Las Vegas, to the, you know, community, to Israel. And how many of us have ever, when we met them, told them how much we appreciated them? So when we start to lose people, you start to realize, wait a second, those that are around us really need to get that vote of confidence, get that small note of appreciation, and know that they were instrumental. I don't know how much longer I'm going to be here on this earth. I mean, I hope I'll be here long, and I hope I'll still look good, and that there'll be cosmetic surgeons there to help me along the way. But I don't need people saying, oh, Dr. Dahlia was so sexy, and Dr. Dahlia had, you know, such a good radio voice. I don't need that, because I know I'm never going to get that. Nobody's ever going to tell me that. But if somebody said, you know, you did this 5 years ago, you said this to me 8 years ago, and it meant something, I don't have to be their mother. I don't have to be their aunt. I don't have to be somebody in their life every day. But if there was a sliver of something that I might have done, I'd like to hear about it. Maybe not now, but, you know, if, God forbid, anything happens to me. Well, maybe before anything happens to me. So today is John Schaefer Day. John Schaefer is somebody I want to thank for being there and for his knowledge and for, he's amazing. He is a news director, program director, radio personality, TV personality. You see him on the news a lot. And his advice and his guidance, among so many other people, there's so many other people I want to thank, has been there for me. So your job this month, if you want to do it all year long, I hope you do, is to find somebody you really like in your life, you really appreciate, and make a day. Hashtag him. Make a day and say, look, you know, this is, you know, John Doe's day. And everyone's like, yay, John Doe, I know John Doe. Spread some pictures. You don't have to buy him anything. And that's the other thing, too. Okay? It's John Schaefer's birthday. I'm not going to spend any money on a present. No. So I'm doing the John Schaefer day to save me money. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, we got a kind of a busy, busy show today. Johnson & Johnson vaccine. This is the vaccine I've been so excited about. This is the vaccine that would hopefully be the one-shot COVID vaccine. We got some new data. So far, so good. It's small data, but so far looking good. Many places throughout the country are opening up pods and vaccination centers. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and we are opening up Cashman Field and a whole bunch of things, so we are starting to see a lot of cities get on track to vaccinate a lot of people. We are seeing apprehension from seniors, so we need to talk about that. And, of course, we're taking your questions, your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI. Happy John Schaefer Day. Guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542. 5542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we are currently rolling out the Pfizer vaccine and the Moderna vaccine. And I love how so many of you have gotten crash courses in microbiology and immunology. We can have these conversations and people don't act like I'm trying to speak all medicalese. You know, when you have a lawyer friend, they sound all legalese and they're using big words and they throw in some Latin, you know, like writ of habeas corpus, and you're like, e pluribus unum, and I can't understand you. And people feel that way with doctors. They'll talk to doctors, and they'll say, you're just throwing big words in, you know, because I'll say, you know, quit pulling my cremaster, or, you know, I'm blowing this out of my retroperitoneum. And so people don't sometimes understand what a lot of we physicians say. And now, many of you are fantastically schooled on so much of what we learn. You're not doctors. You didn't go to medical school. But I got to tell you, this year you have learned a lot in vaccines, in immunity, in so many things that, we've unfortunately seen COVID do. Immune responses, the fevers, cytokines, all these terms that we've been using, many of you are starting to get an understanding of. I can't credit my show for that. We talk about everything. But I've taught you guys some stuff, too. But usually you've been reading up and listening to news. And so with the Pfizer and Moderna vaccine, I think we've all realized it's a type of vaccine where we are injecting in a very protective capsule, some mRNA, some genetic material that will tell our muscle cells to turn around, make a spike protein that won't hurt us, but the immune system will identify as, this is something new, and it will mimic what a COVID virus could look like, so that if anybody is exposed to COVID, the body will be ready and be able to fight it off. That's how the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccines are working. How the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which is now moving forward in clinical trials, works, is they took a adenovirus, a cold virus, and they genetically tinkered with that, causing that to have spike proteins. Not so much creating a COVID virus by any means, but it was a cold virus that was told that your outer shell needs to have these spike proteins. Then they give humans this cold virus. Now, it's not a cold virus that we've all been exposed to, because then we already have antibodies, nothing new. This adenovirus had to be grown, I believe, in chimpanzees. So it was a virus our body has never seen, so will hopefully prompt a new immune system. This virus shouldn't kill us. This virus is a weakened form. But its usefulness is its shape. You know how some of us, you know, people ask us out on a date, and then we start to talk, and we're like, oh, they want to know about us on the inside, and now they just really wanted us for our outside, right? It's kind of what we're doing with this vaccine here, with Johnson & Johnson. Happens to some of us. Not to me anymore, but it used to. Now, nobody even wants the outside of me. It's just, no, you know what? We don't care about the inside. We don't care about the outside. Pass. Get somebody 30 years younger. So back to the coronavirus and the vaccine. This Johnson & Johnson virus, that virus-induced vaccine immunity, is not identical to what we've done with flu. Now, excuse me, with the flu, we used one of two methods. We took the flu virus for the flu, for the vaccine, killed the virus, and used its outer shell, and would inject that with adjuvants into the body so the body could recognize, okay, this is the flu strain we think is going to come around this year. We're ready for it. Or we did a live attenuated version where we took the flu, we weakened it down so much, made it so weeny, and then we would inject it into you, and it was such a mild form that shouldn't make you sick. Or we would do the nasal spray, and the live attenuated form would hopefully cause an immune system. This virus, because people are saying this is the virus similar, this is the vaccine similar to the flu vaccine. Yes and no. It's similar in that it's not mRNA and it's using a virus, but it is not a coronavirus. It is not a coronavirus being injected into you. It is a genetically modified adenovirus, we believe, that I think was grown in chimpanzees. I need to double check that. And then introduced into a human so that they could produce an immune response. How effective is it? Well, we're getting some very interesting data. I believe we are seeing here, I think they tested it on 800 people. I apologize, I'm looking right now. And they found that participants were able to develop neutralizing antibodies 29 days after a single dose. Now, they are going to test two doses. We're not, you know, in the clear with just a one-shot vaccine yet, but the closest pharmaceutical company to a one-shot vaccine is Johnson & Johnson. Yeah, I have a little stock, too. Look, I'm going to fully disclose. When all this vaccine stuff was coming, I bought some. I already had Pfizer and Moderna, but I bought a little bit more Moderna. I bought some more Johnson & Johnson. Yeah, I mean, not a lot. I'm not going to be able to, you know, retire anytime soon. I know you're like, damn, somebody retire and get her off the air. I'm not leaving air. I'm still going to stay on air. So they say that in 90% of the trial participants, and I believe it was 800 volunteers, they had neutralizing antibodies 29 days after a single dose. They are expecting it to increase to 100%. The participants were young. They were 18 to 55. So we're still not looking at children or seniors. But they said trial volunteers had a sustained immunity response at least 71 days after vaccination. Now, you all have been asking me, Dr. Dahlia, how long do these vaccines confer immunity? 2 years, 3 years, 4 years? Well, remember, it hasn't been that long since they've been made. If any company says, guys, my vaccine is going to give you lifelong immunity, I'd be like, well, can we wait, you know, till we've at least gotten past the year mark before, you know, the year mark of COVID being, you know, well, I think we've just hit the year mark. Can we just wait a little while longer before we make that assumption? However, the Johnson & Johnson had started their clinical trials in the fall. So if they have some data at the 71-day mark, I believe it. Now, again, very, very small sample size. With your phase one and phase two trials, their job is to make sure that there's not any serious side effects. And they have to do those trials first before they do thousands and tens of thousands of people for the stage three clinical trials. The stage three clinical trials is the data we are using for Pfizer and Moderna this whole time, and it's the data the FDA needs to give an emergency approval. So right now, the Johnson & Johnson shot is nowhere near getting emergency approval yet because I believe there was only 800 participants. It needs to move on to phase three, but the only way you get to phase three clinical trial staging is if you prove that it's safe. We don't want to hurt a bunch of people. And we need to prove that there's some sort of efficacy. So far, they're doing that. And the sooner they get into, you know, phase three, and now's as good a time as any because we are still in the midst of the pandemic, you know, we could get some good data. But on top of that, the reason why I'm super excited about the Johnson & Johnson one is that it's, you know, a one-shot deal, but even more so, we have new variants. We have the UK variant. There's a South Africa variant. There's now a new variant in the US. There's a variant in Japan that came from Brazil. So finally, somebody, you know, made mention that, oh, we got a Brazilian variant. Thank you. It's about time somebody brought that up. It's been a few days. So we're having these new variants. So I'm very excited that we're having vaccine trials now with the newer COVID, because the big question everybody has is, well, is Pfizer and Moderna going to protect us against the newer variants? We're being told it should work, you know, but that's not where the data is being taken from. The data can only be now gleaned from current people getting the vaccine and current people being able to, you know, show immunity. Now, there's been some discussion on how much immunity you get after the first shot. So we were told initially that with Pfizer and Moderna, if you only get one shot, you might only be 50% protected. Some people are telling me they heard the number 80%. I'm still being told that one shot was not enough, and you had to have at least two, and it was a 50%. So, you know, in terms of lifelong immunity, we're going to talk about that, or long-term immunity. We're hearing that so far we're looking at least 3 months, maybe even longer. So keep our fingers crossed. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
Now with orders. orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President-elect Joe Biden will be delivering a primetime address on Thursday. Biden will be discussing his plan to combat the coronavirus and how to get direct economic aid to American families. The Biden campaign saying the package will be narrow to gain GOP support and under $2 trillion. Former acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf tells Fox News why he resigned early.
I did not see a legal path forward in the final days of this administration. And I wanted to make sure to preserve the good work that the department has done over the last 4 years.
Wolf also says he's concerned about his work on the border under the Trump administration being undone by President-elect Joe Biden.
That's certainly a concern, particularly I think when you look at some of the border security and immigration security measures that have probably been the most debated.
You're listening to USA Radio News. The World Health Organization is beginning its investigation into COVID-19.
Nearly a year after the coronavirus was released on the World Health Organization is getting boots on the ground in Wuhan, China. Gordon Chang, senior fellow at the Gatestone Institute, tells Fox News the narrative on their findings will be controlled by Beijing.
The WHO actually propagated a false narrative that this was not contagious. That was China's narrative when they knew that it was highly contagious, and also WHO doctors knew that it was contagious, and yet the organization went ahead and propagated that narrative, which lulled public health officials into not taking actions that they should have.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Republican governor from South Dakota, Kristi Noem, is calling on state lawmakers to ban abortions based on a prenatal diagnosis of Down syndrome. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we have some breaking news. We now have three America-grown, U.S.-made COVID strains. Three strains that emerged within the United States, brand new, circulating in the United States, not deadlier, but more contagious. And a third strain was discovered today from Southern Illinois University, or it had been discovered and reported. We have the news today, breaking news, Southern Illinois University Carbondale had traced the earlier variant, and it's called 20C-US. They traced it to Texas, and that was back in May 2020. So when the White House task force, coronavirus task force, said, we think there's another U.S. strain, and everybody was like, no, 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 and the CDC was like, no evidence to that. University's like, no, guys, yes, there is. Now, this is on us, people. We have been bucking the made in China, right, label on our goods for years. We don't want to buy toys from China. We don't want to buy products from China. And we have this whole time, all these years, recently, in the last decade and a half, saying no more to China. We are not going to have anything here in the United States from China. And then all of a sudden, the Wuhan virus comes. We have the COVID-19 virus. People are like, wait a second, we could do better. So America makes her own. Now, they didn't make it in a lab. This mutated, this evolved while circulating. But this is, you know, we keep bucking, not wanting to use things from China. By the way, most of the stuff you're getting on Amazon looks like it's coming from China. I wanted to buy some masks, and it came to me, and I'm like, oh, these are great. And it had an American-appearing woman on the website. Everything was in English. And then I get the package, and it's in Chinese. So I need to start learning how to read Chinese, because I think we're going to get a lot more of our things from China again. But the U.S., when we want to do something, we're going to do it our own way. And it's going to be made in America. Yee-haw! So out of Texas, now we're being told that we have a new strain. And they believe this strain has been around for a while. And this new variant of COVID has several mutations, including the spike protein. Now, remember, the spike protein is what we need for the immunity. Our spike protein has to be tight for us, our vaccines, to work. So when we get vaccinated, we need our vaccine to identify the spike protein. So if the spike protein changes, that poses a challenge for our vaccination programs. Not only does this new 20C, that's what it's called, 20C-US. I like that name, 20C. Kind of, yeah. It's not really a bra size. It's kind of, you'd be small to be a 20. We're looking at 36 double D. Yeah, that I can relate to. All right, but 20C. 20C is the name of the virus, so maybe people can't keep all of this straight. In the UK, we have the B1117. There's a name for the South African one. There's going to be a name for the Japanese one and the Brazilian one, which we believe the Japanese strain came from Brazil, so we need that delineation pretty soon. So this is now 20C, but this is one of the three that have been circulating in the United States. We don't have names for the other two that were reported by Ohio State University the other day. So new strains in the United States, what does that mean? Well, no, it just means that the virus is doing what it does. The virus gets a host, the virus replicates, makes that host make new baby viruses. The new baby viruses during the replication process might have a couple changes. Remember we spoke about how identical twins are not identical completely? Because as the two twins grow and replication happens and cell division and mutations can occur. So it happens. This is something we've expected. We actually want viruses to mutate. We want the change because we want this virus to die off later, or we want this virus to become so weak that it's just like the common cold. And rarely does the common cold kill. The common cold can cause us to have asthma exacerbations, COPD. It could put somebody at risk for a heart attack. But for the most part, colds are a lot more benign than the flu. So we want viruses to not stay the way they are. We don't want COVID-19 to stay the way it was when it got released, we were assuming, from the China lab or from the woman who ate the bat soup, however we got COVID. We want that virus to weaken. So mutations are something that we do actually embrace in the scientific community. Now, we don't want it to mutate badly. See, mutate has a negative connotation. But you guys remember X-Men. Did you all see X-Men? They were called mutants. And many of those mutants were pretty cool dudes. I like Wolverine. Wolverine was technically a mutant, but he had some pretty cool stuff and was sexy. So mutations have this negative connotation, but they sometimes have to happen. So now, this US, these three U.S. strains, they're saying that they're more contagious, especially this 20C. That could explain why we saw a lot of spikes in younger people. Remember during the summer we had less deaths but more spikes? Could have been the 20C strain. So how do you know what strain it is if you don't genotype it, if you don't sequence for it? So now we have the testing for it so we can get a better grip on who had what strain if we could go and look at samples. So your questions on the immunity from the current vaccines, what are we looking at? Well, somebody had said that the Moderna vaccine might give us a year's worth of immunity. Others have said 2 to 3 years of immunity. We were told, I believe, yesterday that our current vaccines might give us 71 days of immunity, or up to actually close to 3 months. And then I saw another report saying we could have 6 months of immunity. So what does that mean for you or I? Well, it means when you get the vaccine, your first dose, you can't run around without a mask. You can't run around and start kissing everybody because you're not immune. You've only had one shot, one dose of the Pfizer or the Moderna vaccine. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine is still a ways off because they haven't done their clinical trials, their stage 3 clinical trials. And if the Johnson & Johnson one-shot vaccine finds that they have better data with the two shots, they're going to probably become a two-shot vaccine. So I'm optimistic, but cautiously optimistic, with the Johnson & Johnson being just a one-shot vaccine, which I think will really simplify things. For Pfizer and Moderna, to me, when I hear that we're looking at months long of immunity, that to me means it's because we've only been able to test it for months. If the clinical trial recipients only receive their Pfizer or Moderna vaccine in the fall, we're not going to have data on 2-year immunity. And if anybody claims we do, they're lying through their rich peritoneum. So we need to, yeah, see, I'm really keeping it clean. Right? We're using very, very clean language on the Dr. Dahlia Show. So somebody's saying we are looking at 4 or 5 months immunity from these shots. It's because we're at the 4 or 5 month mark for some of these people. So no need to panic. Well, it's only going to work for 4 or 5 months. But what that does tell us is if we have new variants in America, we have people getting a vaccine that should overall provide protection. What do we take from it? We take from it that, you know what, it's as good as it could be. We're getting some protection. Remember, we don't have to be 100% cured. We're not looking to cure everybody from COVID. We're just trying to prevent people from needing to be in the hospital and dying from it. If I could get a cold, God forbid, I don't want to get sick, but if COVID just, if we're able to, with all our vaccine efforts and all the changes we're making, to make COVID no more dangerous than a cold, that's success, and that's kind of the goal that everybody's reaching. We're not trying to eradicate COVID completely, because I got to tell you something, we might need COVID. Where's the flu? I'm hearing there's very few flu cases. In my neck of the woods, we just had our first flu death in January. People usually die of flu throughout the whole holiday season. So it's tragic we lost somebody to the flu, but it used to be more tragic that we had so many. So maybe COVID is competing with the flu and not allowing the flu to persist like it usually does. So COVID goes away completely 100%. Who's next? What other virus comes into play? 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY. Don't go away.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. The
Pfizer's patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So Dr. Harold Bornstein, this was the physician of Donald Trump for years prior to President Trump taking office, and then he originally wrote the first letter saying President Trump was in good health, has died. Bornstein from Manhattan was 73 years old at the time of his death, but we don't know why he died. No cause of death has been given. No word on where he died. The Daily Mail is currently reaching out to the White House for a comment. But Bornstein is a gastroenterologist, or was a gastroenterologist, a specialist of the stomach and GI tract. And he had served Trump's personal physician from 1980 until 2017. And he inherited President Trump from his father, Dr. Jacob Bornstein. Dr. Jacob Bornstein had practiced medicine at the same Park Avenue address on Manhattan's Upper East Side. It's very common for family members to practice medicine together. Now, I'll talk to you about partners in medicine and how that works out. It's very interesting. You don't see a lot of partnerships last very long, and then some partnerships you see were made in heaven. But you do see many people take over the family business. So it sounds like Dr. Harold took over from his father, Dr. Jacob. And after President Trump was elected to presidency, Dr. Bornstein had written the letter that said he examined President Trump. His PSA was only 0.15, which is low. You know, talked about his, I believe, his weight, his cholesterol, and said that he was fit for duty when, after President Trump had been elected, people said Trump's medical conditions were not adequate enough to become president, and he disputed that. Then I believe there were some reports that he was forced to write the letter, coerced, I don't know. And then we heard that the reason why Bornstein was not the official White House physician is because he had revealed that Trump was taking Propecia. Now, I don't know much about President Trump's medication regimen. I believe he was taking a statin for cholesterol. Propecia is a medication that helps fight baldness. And Dr. Bornstein did have long flowing hair. So, not sure what happened. He was 73 years old, and it's a shame, but we'll keep you guys posted on that. So yesterday, obviously the events from yesterday, many of you have reached out frustrated. Many of you are frustrated for other reasons and on, you know, how things could have happened with the Capitol riot. And so President Trump is now famously or infamously or notoriously the first president in the history of the United States to have been impeached twice. We're told that Nancy Pelosi wore the same outfit, even same dress and necklace. So I was listening to the impeachment proceedings. There was some debate, subconsciously, on whether to call women gentlewomen or gentle lady or gentle person, because in Congress you go, all right, the gentleman yields, the gentleman yields. The gentle woman yields, so women were identified, you know, very inconsistently during the process. So I'm not sure if gentle woman is going to be a new term. We'll talk about that. I get very frustrated when people try to change the American language to try to please women. I'm a woman. Don't change manhole to call it a person hole. Don't try to say amen has anything to do with men. Amen is so be it. It's from the Hebrew, Aramaic, Old Testament. Amen. We've always said amen or amen. Amen. That's not a male-female thing. You know, every time somebody thinks they're doing something for women, they actually put us back decades. So, gentlewoman, you know, lady, I'm fine being called a lady. I hate the term broad. Never liked the term broad. I never liked the term little girl. But the lady can speak. I like being called a lady. I don't get called a lady much. People don't think I'm very ladylike. But the process next, some of you have asked, what is the next process with impeachment? The president leaves office in 6 days. There's no way the Senate, I believe, would do a trial and undergo all the expense and time to try and convict him before he finishes his presidency. And then afterwards, what happens afterwards? Well, people have gunned for President Trump from the beginning, and they don't want him to run again. So as much as I would like to think that a Joe Biden administration would move on and the Congress and the Senate would move on, they might want to make one of their first signature moves to be about Trump. I would advise them not to. If I was a strategist for the Democratic Party or the Republican Party, for the Democrats, I would say, you have a lot of work to do. You just proved to the American public that you could get together rapidly, immediately, on recess, to make something happen and vote. Meanwhile, it took weeks, months, for a new stimulus package. Prove America wrong that this was all just about Trump, and you do something in the first week or the first few days of the session. And people are really, really frustrated that they still haven't received their stimulus checks. The PPP money is a long process to borrow for your company or for your medical practice or for your salon or for your bakery. And so employees still don't have jobs. So Congress just proved to us that they are able to work together. There were even Republicans, 10 Republicans that voted for the impeachment, and they were able to move lickety-split after months of going back and forth with a stimulus package. So if they can move that quickly, then move that quickly and get things done. But a trial, and there's a lot of debate on how, you know, the degree of criminal charges that are warranted for what happened with the rally that turned into a riot. I want America to move forward. I want America to unite. We have to move forward. I understand people are very upset with what happened with the election. I'm still getting told from people they never got a ballot. And I get it. Mail-in ballots, this is going to be a canned kick down the road on future elections. Mail-in ballots, I believe, are here to stay. I don't believe they've been tested and true, and we could eliminate the fraud that needs to be eliminated. But the problem is we have a pandemic. We have an economic downturn like we've never seen. We have forceful closures. We have threats. We have just undeniably overwhelming rules and restrictions that are inconsistent, and we need the government to be a government. We hope the government makes good decisions. Yeah, I'm maybe a little more optimistic than others because there's a lot of public opinion, but we definitely need to. I would not recommend any Republican or Democrat right now spending any precious legislative time on a president that has left office. I wouldn't. So I would move forward. We need to move forward. We have a huge cancel culture. I don't know if you guys heard about this, but Red Sox legend Curt Schilling was kicked off his insurance policy. AIG canceled him because they didn't approve of his tweet when there were the riots. They said he was in support, or it was supposedly in support of the riots. He said, "You cowards sat on your hands, did nothing while," quote, I don't want to read his tweet, but he said, "Watch folks start a confrontation for blank that matters, like rights, democracy, and the end of government corruption. It's happening." And he said, "You didn't do anything when people were looting, rioting, you know, burning for Air Jordans and big screens." So now, you know, people speaking out about what happened are being canceled. So we'll talk more about that. I know many of you are concerned about that, but we still have a lot of health news to get to. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.